You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's get into this note from Courtney. She sent this through Facebook. Jeremy printed it up. She says, we're getting married in December, and we're thinking about picking a whole new last name, not using his or mine. Both of our families are furious that we're even thinking about it, but we like the idea of starting our new family with something new. What do you think? That's from Courtney. You know, I'm the guy who's really seriously about to start the process of legally changing my first name.
Well, you get on that. You have been talking about this for 10 years.
Well, there's been a few things going on in the last few months, buddy.
Oh, it's, well, yeah, I guess. Never mind. Still, what about the past decade?
Right. That's true. All right. Fair point.
Get on it.
But as somebody's thought about that, I am intrigued by this notion of two people coming together, getting married, and starting with a new last name. And I think we automatically think, well, what about, you know, people who have, let's just be honest, some people have kind of awkward or embarrassing last names. They just do. All right. But it doesn't even have to be that. It could just be we have nothing against our families. We have nothing against our heritage. We have nothing. But this is a fresh start, two people coming together.
It's just us creating our own little world. Creating or maybe, yes, identity. You do have horrible family and you don't want to be associated with them. So, boom, that's a great reason to do it, too.
Right.
I was trying to think of how I feel about this because I'm big on family. I'm a family guy.
Well, and tradition and
heritage. Tradition,
and
love
everything.
All that. I'm big on all that, which is fine.
I don't see you doing this.
And I think I would.
Here, let me say this, and I don't mean this.
But I'm not against it.
I don't want your mom to be even more mad at me. But I could see you maybe doing it after, say, years and years and years from now. Maybe your parents pass. But I don't think you would ever
and I
want
don't think
to
I
face
would.
Them.
I wouldn't.
And you know why? Because I could say the same thing. My dad would have been, I think, devastated. But, you know, I'm an orphan now, so I'm like, well, I could do this.
Yeah, and I don't think I would. I don't think I would.
And how much fun would it be to find the name?
So that was my next question. Like, how do you go about doing this? Do you just open up a magazine and start reading and see if something catches your eye?
Or maybe there's a classic book or some sort of book that means so much to you and a character that has meant so much to you. And you're like, I love the sound of that name. I like what that name makes me feel.
Yeah.
But
wait, what if it's just like Smith? Or something.
What if it is just Smith, though? What's wrong with that?
I say if you're going to do this, if you're going to jump into the deep end with this, I mean, it's got to be something with some pizzazz to it, kind of fun, kind of unique.
Listen, no offense to anybody, but if you've grown up with a last name like Spickleborsky or something, right?
Okay.
That's your whole life.
Apologies to all the Spickleborskys out there.
You grew up your entire life. You were Adrian Spickleborsky. The concept of being a Smith might be so attractive
to you. It simplifies your life, I guess.
Right, you don't have to spell it for people. It's easier to fill out the forms. I think about Spickleborskys and people like
that.
There's
not enough squares.
Well, those little squares that they have to fill in. And
yes.
If you make it, somehow you screw up, you got to go back and start over again. And these massive, nobody can spell it. You've got, sometimes I kind of
long to
be a Smith.
All right, so I see that in that situation. But if you're going from like a last name Rogers or something, you know, like, why not make it a favorite food or something that you both love to get? Like, I don't know.
Tony Pepperoni? No.
John Stroganoff, how are you? Rebecca Goulash? You know, just something that you both like together and then make the name out of that. Like, I don't know. We both like space, you know? Maria Star or...
Oh, like
Tony Propulsion.
Johnny Nova.
Yes. Frank Mars.
Johnny Nova. What a
Johnny
Nova is
pretty good.
Be.
It's like a comic book character.
I might have to write it.
Like, I feel like you need to combine things that you like together.
But see, wouldn't that be fun? And here's the
Stroganoff Nova.
Well, get off hyphenated. The Stroganoff, but so now good. You're back to Spickle Borsky.
So good, though.
Here's a thought, though. This is the only negative that popped into my head just before we went on the air with this was, what about those situations where the relationship doesn't work out? And now you have created this whole new identity, mm-hmm. specifically because of your relationship with this individual, and now you're no longer with that individual. So I see that as a bit of a drawback. But let's assume that you're going to be together forever and ever, and then...
You got to assume that, and you're just going to make up a name. You're starting fresh. What do you do?
I'm going to open this up. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Even if people don't have a name picked out that they would like to choose, I think we've at least given people something to think about today. And we probably have some listeners who have done this. And if that's the case, I would demand that you call if you've either done this or you know somebody who did it.
How did they pick the name? Where did it come from?
And we're not talking about a hyphenated names. That's not the same thing. That's done pretty frequently. We're talking about just coming up with a whole new thing.
Where you met could be your last name. That'd be kind of cool, I think. Like Sarah Beach or something, you know?
Huh.
Weird if it was like a brand name, though. Mark Starbucks, how are you?
I look pretty cool, though. The lines have lit up, and we've gotten a ton of online messages as well. Here's Ashley on the phone with us. Good morning, Ashley. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. Good
morning. Do you know somebody who did this?
I do. It was a friend from my college years. She married an exchange student. They moved to Sweden, and she went from Brittany Brown to Brittany and Martin Westerbloom.
Westerbloom. What was the story behind that last name?
Is that a Swedish name?
I think they were combining a couple different things, and so that's how they came up with it. I don't know the details of it.
Like they love Western movies, and they watched flowers bloom together, so they are Westerbloom. Huh.
They're right. Westerblooms, and now they have two kids, and they have started their own family's name, I guess. And I know that her parents were a little disappointed, but it was up to them.
That doesn't make any sense, though, because if she had taken her husband's name, which was the old tradition, she wouldn't be a Brown anymore. So why do they care what the new one was? True. I don't get that.
I think just the traditional side of things.
Yeah. Ashley, thank you for calling us. Have a great day, okay?
You too, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Brandy's been holding a while. Hi, Brandy. Welcome.
Welcome, boys. How's it going?
You know, I like this idea. The more I think about it, I don't know. And I like enough traditional stuff, too. But I kind of like this starting a new family line. You know, Jeremy, you could create a new, coat of arms for your family name.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I like the creativity behind this, personally. So,
what do you think, Brandy?
Yeah, what's up, Brandy?
Girls have been changing their name all the time. So, yeah, I was a dumb. Girls change their name all the time. So, what difference does it make if they change it to the guy's name or some brand new name? So, for the woman, I don't think it makes any difference. I can see the man, and then you're saying, well, what if it doesn't work out? Well, we have to live with it for the rest of our lives, especially if we have kids. We then have to stay with that name.
Mm-hmm.
So now you guys get to go through the process.
Yeah, that's a great point. You make a valid point, yeah.
Then we have to contact Social Security too, right?
Right, you have to. I actually changed my last name to my middle name. So they could take their last name and put it as their middle name and then come up with this, new name together.
Wait a minute. Did you say you changed your last name to your middle name?
Yeah. So I don't know if you should do that on radio. But yeah, I take my last name and put it as my middle name and then took my husband's last name. So I didn't really lose my name.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yep.
All right.
Yep.
It helps with medicine, right? You go and they never get the name right. And you're like, oh, well, it still says your original last name. So.
Yeah, it's like people do on Facebook.
That's pretty smart, too.
Brandy, thank you so much for the call. I hope you have
a
terrific day.
Great day.
All right, appreciate your call. That's very nice. Let's talk to Megan. Hi, Megan.
Good morning.
What's your thought?
I think that they should just go ahead and change it. I mean, frankly, they're the ones that have to live with it. The family will get over it eventually.
And even if they don't, who cares?
It's just
right?
The first of many things that'll disappoint your family.
Truth.
Honestly. Because exactly. Then you won't name your kids their first name that they should be, or name the dog correctly, or it's just... You got a lot of busybodies in the family.
Oh, that's true.
Man. Right. I don't like my name. I mean, my mom changed her own name. She made up a last name after her last divorce, and she's in a long-term relationship now with no desire to ever get married again. I mean, she loves it. So I think, frankly, they should just do what they want, and if they like it, cool, and if they regret it, then sucks for them.
Yeah,
sucks for them.
Sucks
do
for
you
them.
Mind if we ask what your mom, she just made up an all-new last name? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so her last name is Marin. So she really likes the ocean, goes scuba diving and everything all the time. So she wanted something kind of on theme with the ocean. So she just kind of adopted Marine basically as her last name.
Marine. See, that's kind of what I was saying. Pick a place or something you like and just make that your last name.
Huh. Yeah.
I wish it was Snorkel, though.
That would have been my
Megan, have a great day.
Bye, Megan.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you very much. Jeremy, your
Tina
last
Snorkel.
Name, you could change what? Yours to Stranahan.
Oh, yeah.
Time for one more. It's Shannon who has been politely holding. Hi, Shannon.
Good morning.
Hey.
What do you want to say?
I want to say that I think it is a terrible idea.
Oh.
But I also want to say that I'm willing to bet that it's not the man's idea, that it's the woman's idea, and he's just going along with it. And
why do you say that?
Well,
because I would be open to it. I'm a guy, and I wouldn't care.
Is it because she's not taking his last name?
You would be open to it, but would you go to your fiancé and say, hey, let's change our name? Probably not. It's usually, and if you think about it, you're only getting responses from women who are like, yeah, that's a great idea. You're not getting any from men.
I am not going to deny that guys would be more resistant, and I think you probably have a good point. I'm not going to argue that. I'm just saying for me personally, I wouldn't care, and I would go to somebody and suggest it.
Same.
I'm a little surprised.
Like, I feel like the groom would be like, you know, your name's going to be changing anyway. Do you like my last name, or should we just do something different?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I feel like he'd be more open to it.
I mean, let's be honest. What are the chances that you would even think of that?
Well, for me, personally, the thing that stops me is that both of my careers are based on my name. So that's but if I was an accountant or I was, a librarian or something like that, but I'm in the media and I'm an author and all of those are based on my name. So that would be difficult for me. But it wouldn't be because of some tie to my name, as much as I love my dad and my heritage. You know, I wouldn't.
Right.
I wouldn't care.
But what would be your reasoning to do that? And her saying we want to start our own new family, but on the same hand, she still wants her in-laws and her parents to acknowledge their new family.
Right.
That they're going to disrespect them in a way to not acknowledge who they are.
Well,
what happens when they have children?
Well, the children would have
the new
name.
They just get the new last name.
I would stop short of using the disrespect word because I think people are too quick to jump on that word. I don't think...
it is disrespectful if you're not going to be carrying on the family name then
it's not
with your kids.
Disrespectful.
Sure, it would
choose.
Be.
We got to run, Shannon. Thank you for a great call. I like I like you giving us more to think about.
Yeah.
People are too quick to jump on the word disrespect. And I think that a lot of times comes from intent, and there is no intent to disrespect. But what you could turn it around and say, if you don't let us go our own way, then you're kind of disrespecting us, right? Because this is our choice.
I guess
so. It's so funny that disrespect only is a one-way street sometimes.
But you are just kind of branching off. You're taking a Y off that street and basically not acknowledging any of your lineage behind you. Generations and generations and generations of the same name.
You could
and you're like, screw the whole family. I'm making something up.
Just by changing your name?
Mm-hmm, kind of.
It doesn't change who you are or your history.
It might. It might make you really bitter. If everyone starts piling up on you, then you might become a bitter person.
That's funny. Well, you know what, Courtney? You've heard from both sides. We're going to need a follow-up. I'm going to make a note on this. We need a follow-up.
What was the answer for her?
I
lost track, too.
Well, the majority, you know, Shannon had it right. Like the majority of calls were from women who thought it was a good idea.
Just do it.
Well, mostly I want her to do it so we can hear what the new name is.
It just sounds fun to do it.
All right. Appreciate all the calls and all the messages. We appreciate it. This was a hot button for people today. Man.